Good morning. Hello, my name is Angelita. You have reached Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have any medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Hey,
hi.
I don't have an emergency. I just want to get something clarified.
Okay.
My name is John Irwin, E-R-W-I-N. I received a phone call from a gentleman from your office on Saturday morning, approximately 10:30. I had received, had taken a COVID test down in Birmingham at the Pilot Building because of me having a procedure done the following week, and that was on the 18th. So. On the 19th, I received a call from the office that said that my COVID test came back positive. And
okay, your phone was breaking up. I'm sorry, so your phone breaking up. You said your COVID test is what now?
On the 19th, I received a call after having the test done on the 18th, the 19th, they said that that particular doctor's office said that it had came back, my COVID had came back positive. And the nurse did say, I don't get all upset, so she must have heard it in my voice. Yeah, it upset me. She said, you know, it could be a false positive. So apparently that happens often, or it happens.
Yes, sir.
You know the old saying, if it can happen, it'll happen to me, right? Well, that's what happened.
Okay.
So anyway, I stayed all upset about that ever since this gentleman from your office, or maybe not your office. Excuse me.
Did they say they was calling from our office, or were they calling from the where did you go get the test at?
No. He was calling from, and it came up on my phone on the ideas. Alabama Health Department, and it's Alabama Contact Tracking Department. Does that make sense?
Tracking Department.
Right.
No.
Well,
so
anyway, he gave me your phone number, or this phone number that I'm calling. You know, it's a 24-hour hotline. So, long story short, I received a call a few minutes ago from the doctor's office where I had the original test done on the 18th. And she said, Mr. Irwin, I just want to let you know that your COVID test came back negative. I said, well, what's all this phone call I get yesterday from the health department? She said that was probably from the 18th when it was reported positive on the 18th. Then I went back the 19th to be retested, and, you know, that was on Friday afternoon, and I don't hear nothing until this morning. So that makes sense time-wise.
So how did they say it was positive? Then they came back and said it was negative.
Pardon? Say that again? I lost you.
I said, how did they say they called you and said it was a positive test? And then you went back to take the test again. Didn't they say it was negative?
No. It was negative the first time I took it on the 18th.
Okay. Well, you saying somebody called you from our office saying that it was positive?
No. Well, I guess that's what they was doing, but they was phoning me on Saturday the 20th to tell me about the positive on the 18th. Then I went back the 19th and I was retested. So the testing for the 19th, the doctor's office, the doctor's nurse called me this morning from the test that I took, went back and took on Friday the 19th. And she said it came back negative. And I asked her, well, what's all this business with the Department of Health phoning me Saturday morning? And she said that was probably from the positive test that you had on the 18th. which was my first test. Do I have you confused yet?
Yeah, you got me confused because I'm wondering. You say you took the test on the 18th and somebody called you on the 18th and said your test came back.
No. I didn't know nothing about the test on the 18th. It was on Thursday.
Yes. And somebody called you.
The doctor's office where I had the test done.
Mm-hmm.
Called me on the 19th and said it was a positive. It came back positive. So, therefore, we're not going to be doing the procedure that was scheduled for the following week.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, now, just it could be a negative, a false positive. She mm-hmm. said, that's very possible. She
okay.
said, so don't get all upset yet. And I guess she just detected, you know, in my voice that I was getting upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I went back to one of their other offices on the afternoon of the 19th, the next day, to retest. And, of course, you know, nobody around for the weekend to let me know what the result was. Until just now, she called me a few minutes ago and said, want to let you know that your COVID test that you took Friday came back negative. She said, so we're going to go ahead with the procedure we had scheduled for the 25th. It's a little procedure that I'm having done in the heart doctor's office or in the hospital. But now, Saturday is when the call came in from the Alabama Contact Tracking Department.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gentleman that called, asked me 100 questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about how I feel and this and that and, you know, just all the symptoms, you know, your taste, smell, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering if the information I've received this morning, do you show any records? Do you have any way of looking at
God's sakes. No, because we're just call center where we make the appointments to schedule you. That's why I say you sure it came from our phone number.
You make you schedule people for what? Taking the COVID
the test,
vaccine?
Yeah. Yes, sir. We just register. We pre-register them for taking it. Pre-register them to take it, and then someone else call and make the actual appointment.
Now, that's for the COVID vaccine.
Yes, sir.
Test.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm confused again.
Okay. See, now I give you somewhere to go to take the test. I just give you the information to go and take the test. And then if you're trying to make an appointment to pre-register, then I give you another number to call for the registration line. But now we have no dealings with you. When you go to take the test, we have no information to give out to saying that your test is positive or negative. We don't do any of that. We just really make the appointment and give you a pre-registration number to call. And it's not the number that you call. It's an 855 number that we give you to call to pre-register to go to get the vaccine done. And then if you just want to do a testing, like you call and say you need a testing site, I give you another some names and phone numbers of where you can go to get the tests done. But we don't have no information as far as your testing when they come back negative or positive. That's why I say, Are you sure it came from our number? Yes, sir.
Well, yes, ma'am. Now, that's the phone number that Mr. I've got his name written down. You may know the name, you may not.
Okay, now what? And yeah, just give me the name anyway, and I'm gonna send it to my supervisor to see do we even have anybody by that name working.
Yeah, it has to be
you're not the first person that called and said that somebody had called them and said something about a test, But I told them there's no way that they know about tests from our end because we don't do that. Nobody could know what the test is about.
Well, this phone number that he gave me is 888.
Okay.
264-2256, and that's what I just called you on.
Okay. Yep. That's it.
And that is Alabama COVID-19 hotline. That's what he said.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. That's us.
Uh-huh. His name, he is with the Contact Tracking Department.
Okay.
And his name is Clarence DeVone, D-E, capital V-O-N-E.
Okay.
And, of course, he told me I had to be quarantined for 10 days. Everybody else I've ever talked to said the quarantine period is 14 days.
Yeah, it is 14 days. Mm-hmm.
So he said, you're going to be quarantined from the 19th to the 29th.
Yes.
That's what the man told me.
Okay, you say his name, Clarence DeVone, D-E-V-O-N-E?
Uh-huh. DeVone is the way it's spelled, D-E-V-O-N-E.
Okay.
I guess, you know.
Hold on a second for me. Okay, hold on a second for me.
Are you typing?
Yes, sir. Hold on a minute. I'm trying to send to my...
Sounds like you're about to burn that machine up. You type like me. Pick, pick, pick.
Okay, let's see what the negative...
Years ago, I used to have a secretary that texted like that on a typewriter.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, me being a smart aleck, I go walking in, she's typing. I take the fan and turn it around. That's back when we didn't have any air conditioning in our office. I turned the fan on that typewriter, and she said, "What in the world are you doing?" I said, "Trying to cool that thing down. Sounded to me like you're about to burn it up." She never forgot that. She thought that was funny.
It is funny because look, I ain't know I was typing that good and fast. You're making me feel good. Okay, so hold on a minute for me. I'm just trying to check and see. I don't know if that caller works with us or not. I'm not really sure. So hold on a minute, sir, for me.
Yeah, all the questions that man asked me, and on and on and on. No personal information, mm-hmm. but you know, he used all the proper terminology and stuff, you know, and asking the questions about the testing and, you know, my nationality and this and that and so on and so forth. He asked the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, also he's the one that gave me your phone number, so he's associated with the state somehow.
Okay.
And the it came on my caller ID as Alabama Health Department.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm just saying this. My supervisor said that's not our number. But you said the number came to us when you called it.
Yes, that's the phone number that he gave me for the hotline.
Okay. But it didn't show up. But when he called in to you on your caller ID, did it show up that number? Did it show up our number?
No, it only showed he gave me the number out of his mouth. And
okay.
What showed up on my caller ID was Alabama Health Department only, no phone number.
Okay, so what county are you calling from?
I'm calling from Blount County.
From Blount County, okay.
Right.
Okay, hold on a second. She just asked me what county were you calling from. So it must be somebody there in Blount County that called you in that area or something. Because she said that's not her phone number, but you said he gave you that number out of his mouth. But now, it's some other lady. It's a lady called here about a week ago and said the same thing, that somebody had called her and told her the same thing that she tested positive. So I don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, he didn't, I guess that's the way the state tracks how they come up with all these numbers, you know, X number cases, you know, you see that advertised on the news all the time. How many cases, how many people are deceased from COVID, and how many people are hospitalized right now, and so on and so forth.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's true.
He might be with the he never did say he was with the Blount County Health Department, but he might have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he phoned me on a Saturday.
Okay. So you might need to just kind of check into it with someone down there. Because now, where did you go to have your test? Did you go to Blount County Health Department?
Okay, no. Health Department was not involved, other than this tracking. He said he was with the tracking. In other words, tracking the COVID cases is what led me to believe that's what he said he was with, the tracking. Contact tracking department.
Okay.
In other words, they're going to know who has it and where you're at. That's the whole story. And they have to have a handle on it some way.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's
right.
Part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But Clarence Devone, he may be from the Blount County Health Department. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the Birmingham Heart Clinic on Pilot down in Trustful,
mm-hmm.
and it's pre-screening for a procedure. In other words, they give me a COVID test to be sure that I didn't have COVID before putting me in their hospital.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
that's
the procedure.
Right. That's
and that's
right.
A, you know, part of the screening.
Mm-hmm.
And then then they took a little blood and that's that. But it was it came back as positive, but it's what the nurse, the doctor's registered nurse said it could possibly be a false positive.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, now I heard of the false positive, though. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. So that's what took place. And then I went to their Aniana office at the St. Vincent's Hospital building to the Birmingham Heart Clinic. at 1 o'clock the next day, after that next afternoon, and they retested me. And she phoned me this
morning. You went to Blount County Health Department? You went to the Blount County Health Department to get the retest?
No, no. I've never been anywhere near the health department.
Oh, okay.
I went to the Birmingham Heart Clinic's office in Blount County.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
It's in the same building as the Blount, the hospital, the St. Vincent's Hospital. Mm-hmm. Same building or same complex.
Mm-hmm. And they retested you. Okay. Well, I'm glad I'm glad you went and got retested, a second opinion. But
absolutely.
Don't know. I don't know who could be doing that and why they are doing it. I don't know. This world is so wicked. And I say you're already dealing with a lot of things already. And then with the COVID virus out killing a whole lot of people, then people still trying to kill you. And, people still killing people and shooting every day. And it's just like, just so wicked and evil world. And then for him to just call you out of the blue just like that and asking you all those questions like that, it really, really doesn't make any sense either. Then spooking you on that you got the virus, and then, you trying to have a procedure done that's necessary, and then they're throwing you for a loop. But I'm glad you did go.
I just took it that, it was the state, trying to verify all the information. But they have to keep track of what's going on somehow. So they wouldn't have all those numbers that people that are affected and people that are in the hospital and so on and so forth, So, and it did come up on my ID as the Alabama Health Department. I mean, I didn't ask him where he was calling from or where he was located or anything like that. But
yeah, because you weren't thinking, you just called off guard, and things happen like that when people catch you off guard and you don't know.
Sure.
Until like maybe you hang up from it, and maybe a day or two or hour or so later you about it, and then you say you should have asked, more questions or something. But don't know. I hope he wouldn't be calling a whole lot of more people like that. And like you say, I'm glad that you didn't, get too upset. I know you said it upset at you, but I'm glad you didn't get too upset when it just frustrates you out so bad and worried you. And you did go get a second opinion, so therefore you back on track with your things that you had to do anyway, with your hospital and all tests that you had to go through. Yes, sir. Well, I'm glad you're back on track with everything, and I hate that happened to you. And like I say, just kind of ask more questions if somebody else call you with something like that, any more information that, concerning things that it shouldn't be concerned with. Yeah.
Okay, now, I have to ask you a question. This phone number that they gave me yesterday or Saturday for you, for your department, where you're at, it's a hotline. Now, where are you located?
We're
Birmingham?
No, sir. We're in Montgomery. We're located in Montgomery.
Okay. I got you.
And now you said that number came to us, but my supervisor said that's not our number, so I don't
know. No, it didn't come to me. That Mr. Clarence.
Yeah,
Devone,
you said he gave it to you.
Yes. Yeah. He said, I'm going to give you a number for a hotline. And he also said, now I'm going to repeat it for you. I said, okay. And he did. He's a very nice man.
Okay. Well, I don't know why he would give you that number and saying that, as if he was calling from out.
Well, it was for me to call. And if I had any questions of any kind, that you folks could help me with or lead me in the right direction,
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He said you can phone that number 24 hours a day. So,
yeah.
But anyway, I'm okay with that. I'm gonna keep close watch on my bank account, what little bit I got in there.
Oh, yeah. You better. A lot of things going on nowadays. You're right about that. A lot of things going on nowadays. So, yes, sir. Okay, well, I'm glad you got back on track, and I'm sorry they kind of worried you a little bit, but now you know that everything is correct now and that you don't have it. And so now you're set to go ahead and, yes, sir, to continue doing what you need to do for your health situation. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir. Okay, you too, and thank you for calling the Alabama Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day, sir.
Thank you.
All right, and wish you speedy recovery. All right. Bye. Thank you. Mm-hmm.